All right, let's move on to discuss drug testing. I realize the situation isn't the same for us as it might be for, say, a professional athlete. So I want to talk about it in the context that would affect you the most in your daily life. Over the next few minutes, we'll see why drug testing is a good thing overall. Everybody knows drugs are generally bad, but people still use them all the time. In fact, studies show that millions of people who are illicit drug users are employed. Now, I want you to imagine a couple of scenarios. Would you want a doctor under the influence of alcohol or drugs operating on you or your family? Driving your child's bus or the car behind you? Piloting your plane or building your house? Of course not. We trust professionals. We assume they're perfectly capable of doing their job. But drugs and alcohol mean impaired judgment, slowed reactions, and accidents. Research even describes a typical employee who uses drugs as nearly 4 times as likely to be involved in an accident. So what I mean is, it's not only harmful to the employee, but it can put you at risk too. Drug testing increases responsibility, safety, and confidence throughout the workplace. Drug testing is expensive, but it's more reliable than any sort of self-report, especially when people have a lot to lose, like workers or athletes. Random drug testing can deter people from trying drugs in the first place. But obviously, it can also draw attention to someone who already has a problem, especially if they're missing a lot of days because of it. Don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating firing anyone who tests positive once. I'm saying that companies and organizations can help the person to enroll in a treatment program. By identifying the problem, the person can get the help they need to kick the habit and get a clean start. This way, the person isn't scared of losing everything. Instead, they are motivated to get better.